Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Cheryl Hardy, FAA Production Studios Public Relations and National FAST Team Representative of the Year from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Good afternoon. This is Cheryl Hardy coming to you from the rooftop of the FAA Production Studios at the FAST Team National Resource Center. And as you can see by the wind blowing and the activities here, we are at Sun and Fun 2009. So we're coming to you live from the event this year. And it's a beautiful day on the rooftop, but I have this very special guest with me today. I have Mr. Jose Thomas Perez, and he is the Secretary of State and Chief of Civil Aviation for the Dominican Republic. Welcome.
Well, nice to meet you.
Glad to meet you too. Now I have here Mike. Mike's going to help us out with communications a little bit here. So Mike, I appreciate you being with the secretary and helping us out.
You're very
so we'll kind of share this microphone a little bit. We'll just kind of get up close and personal, okay? So I'd like to know, I know you have a exhibit here on the field.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we have an exhibition here of the Dominican Republic. We are now trying to promote the general aviation, especially tourism of aviation, to Dominican Republic. We produce a decree for general aviation that allow all the pilots to go to Dominican Republic government free fee especially, so Dominican Republic can be seen as an open place to go. We have a lot of hotels, more than 4 million tourists go to Dominican Republic every year. We have an 8 international airport, a very good facility for aviation and tourism.
So you would like to welcome all our pilot community to engage coming to visit you at the Dominican Republic. It's very easy to get in and out now.
Yes. Dominican Republic right now is a center of visitor from US. More than 40% of our tourists come from North America, especially from the United States of America. And we are now very interested in attracting this segment of the market that belong pilot, private pilot, because of our facility, because of the greatest of Dominican Republic.
Tell us what we have to look forward to.
In Dominican Republic, we have around 75,000 hotel rooms, a lot of golf courses.
World-class golf courses.
Oh, yes. That's fantastic.
Yes. Many tourists from US, from Europe, go to Dominican Republic to enjoy our beaches. Wonderful beaches we have in different parts of the country, especially Punta Cana, Bávaro, Puerto Plata. That's why the tourists go to Dominican Republic, to enjoy sun, to enjoy the sea, to enjoy the awareness of people of the Dominican Republic.
Now, I know you mentioned you had, was it 6 international airports?
Eight international airports. Yes.
And what about private, any small
there,
private?
There's 6 domestic airports. And I'd like to add to the Secretary's comments regarding the attractiveness of the Dominican Republic to tourists. In addition to the general tourism attributes, we believe that for pilots, from a pilot's perspective, the Dominican Republic offers something unusual in the Caribbean. We do have your standard flat seaside, beachside runways and airports, but we also have great variety in our terrain and our topography. We've got everything from the desert climbs of the Cabo Rojo airport.
Oh my!
Through the alpine environs of the Dominican Alps, Constanza, we refer to as the Dominican Alps, the highest terrain this side of the Rockies, 10,100 feet elevation, and the highest airport this side of the Rocky Mountains, 4,000 foot elevation, Constanza, in a beautiful valley where they grow flowers, vegetables, allium, just a wonderful place. We've taken many flying visitors to Constanza, and I think they're still talking about their experience there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, the important thing, we are working very close with FAA.
Okay.
Our civil aviation department is signed a contract of technical assistance with FAA. They go to Dominican every 2 months and have been very good experience that have helped Dominican Republic to develop in very good shape the civil aviation.
To maintain our compliance with Category 1 is very, very important for us.
It is very important. So what we want to do is make everybody, all our viewers out there, aware of what you have to offer. Where is your exhibit on the field?
We're in Hangar D. D54 is our kiosk. We've got the assistance of a couple of our compatriots from the tourism department who are manning the booth. And as a special treat this weekend, today and tomorrow, we have a cigar roller who will be demonstrating and giving away free samples of cigars, Dominican tobacco.
Oh my goodness, that's fantastic. We don't want to miss that at all. But you know, the scenery, and I'm not familiar with the Dominican Republic, so you have to forgive me. So I'm completely fascinated by the change of terrain and scenery and you know what you've got to offer, because that's fabulous. So if I were to come and tour the Dominican Republic and wanted to go from airport to airport, how many days would I want to spend?
Perhaps 3 to 5 days is what I think the standard fly-in tourist should budget for time-wise for the Dominican Republic. We'd have you come in perhaps to Puerto Plata or Santiago, one of the international airports. Once you've cleared customs there, then you're free to fly around the country. Simply filing a flight plan when you call up for taxi clearance is all you need to do. And if you don't know how to do file a flight plan using our verbal format, the controller will prompt you. How many people on board, how much fuel do you have, that sort of thing. So it's very hassle-free, we're proud to say. And we look forward to seeing many American, Canadian tourists down there in the Dominican Republic.
That's fantastic. So at your smaller airports, do you have fuel available at most of your smaller airports?
At the international airports, usually, is where fuel is available. The small domestic airports do not have fuel.
Okay.
What they have is a lot of tourist attractions, a lot of waterfalls, beauty, and again, great people with a great attitude in the Dominican Republic. You'd have to plan to refuel at the international airports, and you'd use one or two as your base for shuttling to different airports on a daily basis, just to get a good look at our various topographical elements there in the country.
That's a wonderful opportunity. I'm so glad you guys came by, because you know that's definitely a word we want to get out to our aviation community, because you know we're all wanting to enjoy you know the other countries and other places to visit. So this is a wonderful opportunity. And as you said, you know, flying to the Bahamas has gotten easy. You are creating an environment that is very pilot friendly, and that's really important.
Yes, ma'am. If I may add one additional element of pilot friendliness, we, in pursuit of our Category 1 certification, which we recovered in 2007, we adopted regulations which resemble very, very closely the FAR. So pilots will feel very comfortable flying and operating in an environment to which they're used to in the U.S.
That's fantastic. This is very important information. Now, you're talking to our radio show, you're talking to our live audience, and you're going to be also talking to our aviation community on our 24/7 stream. So this is a great opportunity for us to meet you and see what you have to offer. This is fantastic.
Well, it's our pleasure to be here. I'm sure the Secretary feels very, very happy to be here.
Yeah, very, very nice environment, very good everything. And we will be happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. Welcome. Mm. Welcome. Is this your first opportunity to be at this event?
We went last year.
Okay.
We attended last year here.
All right. Super. Super. Yeah. So you kind of know the lay of the land. Things are filling up. The weather's beautiful. We've got a bit of a wind today, but
great. Nevertheless,
a great environment. And I hope that this brings many of our viewers over to your booth and all our listeners over to your booth today. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you. Absolute pleasure. From the rooftop of the FAA Production Studios, this is Cheryl Hardy signing off, and we'll be tuned into our regular programming.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.